Heartland Community was dealt a tough matchup to head into the state tournament and was able to take it head on with a 50-47 win over Cherokee Washington. The Cyclones led at the half by 1, Cherokee took the lead by 4 in the third, and the Cyclones scored 20 in the fourth quarter to capitalize on a hard-fought win. Head coach Zach Klassen knows that his girls did as much as possible to get over the hump against Cherokee.
Yeah, I think we just made enough plays, it felt like. I thought the girls played well. At times we played really well, and at times, maybe it wasn't quite as good as we wanted it to do. But, in the game to make it to the state tournament, you got to expect some situations like that. And you're playing a quality team like Cherokee. It's just got to be one of those days where you just got to grind some things out and work through some things. And I thought we did enough rebounding, putbacks, and hit enough threes where it just helped us, and we got over the hump that way.
The two leading scorers this season are Erica Russ and Aubrey Schweisso, with over 14 points per game. Schweisso also leads a team in assists with 4.6 assists and in steals with 3.3. Russ leads in rebounds at 9.2 per game and in field goal percentage at 56.1% from the hardwood. While those two have been leaders on the offensive end, Grace Albertson, Kinsley Brook, and Brinley Van Bale have been the keys to the defensive stops this season.
I think Grace, when we get her on top of that 1-3-1, has obviously been pretty good for us. It's just, she's 6'1". I don't know what her wingspan is, but it's longer than 6'1". And just deflecting balls and just, making it so they can't throw crisp passes into that high post area or skip them quickly has been huge for us. And we started putting her on the top of the 1-2-2 for us a little bit too, and kind of distract athletes that way from the other team. Kinsley's given us some good minutes, just being a freshman, but just coming in. If Erica ever gets in foul trouble like the other night, we're confident in what she can do for us. So that's been good. That's been really good for us. And we got Brinley in there a little bit the other night. Obviously, our three of our seniors that play a lot fouled out, and we just had to rely on some young kids to come in and close that thing out, and they did a good job of that.
Heartland looks ahead this week to take on Mount Vernon on Monday, February 26th, in the first round of the state tournament. The Mustangs are led by Chloe Master with 13.1 points and 8.6 rebounds per game, while Cindy Huber follows up with 12.6 points and 6.3 rebounds per game this year. With any team in the state tournament, it'll be a tough fight to the very end.
Yeah, anytime you're in that final eight for the season, everybody's going to be good and everybody's got a stud somewhere. And our focus, mainly we talked about yesterday too, is you just got to be mentally ready to go and understand that you can't treat it more than just a game. Obviously the atmosphere is a little different. It's a different place to play with it wide open. It's harder to shoot sometimes for some kids, but just coming at the mindset that you belong there and you earned your way there. Nobody gave this to you. So don't feel like you're the underdog. They're the 4, we're the 5. It doesn't get much closer than that for obviously the seeding. So we just got to come in with a positive mindset and confidence.
Coach Klassen has seen the motivation this season come from the summer workouts all the way to this point. Holland's motto this season has always been to focus on the next step.
I think it started last year when, we went to Des Moines Christian with a chance to make it state tournament, and we kind of got boat raced a little bit. We fell down early and just tried to crawl our way back out of it, and it was too late. But I thought the off season workouts starting June 1 last summer, the intensity and the focus was different. And I think they've carried that into the season throughout practices. The practices have been better this year. And, our motto was next step. And we took that next step on Saturday. And you could just tell that they're just a huge relief on the faces and just understanding that all their hard work paid off. And we just got to continue working hard and see what you can do. Anytime you get to state tournament, anything can happen.
The Cyclones will travel to Des Moines next week to play in Wells Fargo Arena against Mount Vernon, with the opening tip-off at 6:45 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.